I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As journalists, we often wrestle with how to tell stories. What's the best way to help you get a better feel for something that's happening on the other side of the globe? Sometimes it's one person's story or a seemingly small detail that can suddenly make us care. The World's Clark Boyd has a story of how one photojournalist got someone to care about what she was seeing.
Shannon Jensen is a freelance photographer primarily working in Africa. Over the past few years, she's been focused on documenting what's happening in the world's newest country, South Sudan. And when she arrived for a visit in May 2012, she landed in the middle of a refugee crisis. There was fighting along the border separating Sudan from South Sudan, and residents in the area had been forced to flee for their lives. Many ended up in makeshift camps where living conditions were awful. So Jensen did what freelance photojournalists do. She tried to take pictures she could sell.
I took the standard documentary photojournalistic pictures, the kind you see in newspapers and magazines, and I thought it was a really big deal, that these refugees had been walking for 3 to 6 weeks, carrying food, water, what little possessions they could manage besides that. But news organizations weren't necessarily interested in those documentary images. But they said, if it gets more serious, let us know.
And of course, sitting there thinking, what, this isn't serious enough for you? This is a horrible situation.
Yeah, I mean, the NGO workers there described it as an emergency within an emergency within an emergency.
Jensen says she went through her photos again, looking for ways to make them more effective. And that's when she noticed the shoes. About half the displaced people, she noted, didn't have any shoes at all. Those that did had footwear with stories to tell.
I noticed that there was a huge diversity of shapes and colors. Many of them had these small repairs, stitches or pieces of melted plastic that pay testament to how, the determination and the persistence that is necessary to get through, to get to safety.
And so, in a mix of Arabic and local languages, Jensen started asking refugees if she could photograph their shoes.
People understood quite intuitively what I was doing. And, of the hundreds of people I asked, maybe only two or three of them declined to have their shoes photographed. If someone brought me their shoes and wanted me to take their picture, then I did so.
In some cases, Jensen says, people lined up for hours to have their shoes photographed. And as you look through her pictures, you do feel yourself walking in those shoes. One shot shows a pair of flip-flops, apparently worn down to half their original size by miles and miles of walking. Turns out they belonged to an 8-year-old girl who had cut them to fit her small feet. In another of Jensen's shots, a pair of charmingly mismatched pink and white sandals hides a darker story.
They belong to a woman named Mam Odombar, and she's an elderly woman. And she was one of the fortunate ones in that her son had a donkey that he was able to transport her on. And she estimated that about 50 villagers in her community died before she finally fled. Her own sister was burned alive in her home. Sort of stories you can't really imagine. You hear these stories, there's no way you can capture these things in an image at all.
Jensen's focus on the shoes worked. Her pictures were published by Newsweek in a feature entitled A Long Walk. Now they're part of an ongoing exhibit at the Open Society in New York.
I hope the pictures ask a little bit more of the viewer than just the usual kind of simple pity that is natural when you're looking at images of terrible things that have happened to people. By the fact that they don't show the individual, they don't have a portrait attached to them, because I think it's more effective to ask the viewer to look at the shoes, to look at the name, the age, where they're from, and spend a little bit of time with it and imagine who this person is and what they've been through. And what if that was your pair of shoes and, that represented a journey that you had to make?
Jensen says she plans to return to South Sudan in April or May of this year to continue to document the ongoing struggles of life in the refugee camps there. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
You can see what the refugees' shoes look like. We have a slideshow of Shannon Jensen's photos at PRI.org.